Okay, hello everyone. This is Alan D. Crockett once again, Director of Member Communications for ACEC. And we have another episode of the Engineering Influence podcast. This time we're interviewing a lot of the award winners that were presented College of Fellows Awards at the Fall Conference. And it's an honor to be joined by Melvin Williams, who was a recipient of the 2019 Community Service Award. Melvin is a Vice President and Senior Business Developer for SNME in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Melvin, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So tell me what it felt like to be standing in front of all your colleagues and peers and having them read about something that not really is that purely engineering, but you're having a big heart and your volunteerism spirit in the community surrounding you.
It was very humbling. I really appreciate the award, and it really made me feel good.
Good. Well, just a little bit about Melvin's the bio that was read to the audience. In Melvin's testimonial or his application, there was a phrase that started off from the Bible passage: "To whom much is given, much will be required." And when you look at his vast history of volunteerism and community involvement, he's given back a lot. He's been a long-serving, active, and engaged board member for several local, regional, and statewide charitable organizations throughout the state of South Carolina. His affiliations include the South Carolina Smart State Program, which has attracted more than $1.5 billion in non-state investment and the creation of 10,000 jobs. He's also a board member for the Hollins Cancer Center, the only National Cancer Center, National Cancer Institute designated cancer center. Oh, that's terrible. Let's try it again. He's also a board member for the Hollins Cancer Center, the only National Cancer Center Institute designated cancer center in South Carolina. That's extensive. What is the passion behind those affiliations?
You read that quote earlier. I always believe if we are blessed with our talents, wealth, knowledge, and time, and the like, it should be kind of expected that we do something to help out mankind, help out those that are deserving and who are in need, you know, helping to improve your, not only your family, your neighborhood, your city, your state, and your country.
Well said. What fuels that? Where does that come from?
It all comes from my upbringing. My mom was a very giving soul. She did a lot in the community, helped out, you know, with the children, helped out at the church. And I just saw what she was giving back, and I just figured that I should continue that passion and also give back and try to help out those that are in need, too.
Well done. Well done. Well, you are involved in so many things around your region and your state. Which one, and it's like asking you which one of your favorite kids do you like the best, but which one are you most proud of and that brought the most impact or made the most impact or produced the most results?
I would say the Smart State. We used, in South Carolina, we call it the best kept secret in the state. It really fueled economics and brought in a lot of high paying jobs, which also, you know, improved the quality of life of those people who are working on those jobs.
Excellent. Melvin has also served in leadership positions with the Southeastern Leadership Education Foundation, the Charleston Regional Development Alliance, the Trident Technical College and Foundation Board, and the South Carolina State Industrial Advisory Board. Where do you find the time?
It's all about time management. It's all about using your time wisely. And a lot of the organizations, there's not a large time commitment. And, you know, so it's just a balance. Just you have to achieve a balance of, you know, work, life, and community service. And I try to, fortunately, I have found a way to kind of do that.
Where does the engineering expertise come in with all this volunteerism? Where does that really gives you an advantage of helping on particular avenues?
Well, for instance, like the Smart State Review Board, we had to review proposals on, you know, different types of businesses, research, and having a technical background gave me an insight on how to, you know, determine what, you know, what technical proposal, you know, would work, and what was a good technical proposal.
That's interesting. That's very interesting. Well, now all your brethren, your secret's out. You've been flying under the radar, and your secret's out. You okay with that?
That I am. The sad thing about it is I probably turn down more board positions than I'm on, because if I cannot give a time commitment to it, then I'll just say, hey, I'll just write you a check. And I don't want a board position on my resume if I'm not active on that board.
The board. What would you say to another colleague who may not be as active in their community but was considering it, wondering if they could make a difference? What would you explain to them?
Just find something that you're passionate on, something that, you know, that if you don't have a lot of time, find. There's organizations out there that need help that doesn't require a time commitment. Find something that you're passionate on, and seek it out and go for it.
Well said. Well said. Well, congratulations on winning such a prestigious award, the 2019 Community Service Award, is well-deserved. And thank you for joining us today on the Engineering Influence Podcast. And good luck to you in the future.
Thank you. And thanks to ACEC for presenting this award to me.